this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Remember Let's Go Brandon? What happened to that? That kind of fell off.
And we are your hosts with the post. But of course, we here at Report This Post are big-time Let's Go Brandon heads. Always will be. We love that Brandon fella. What? No, wait, is Brandon bad?
I think what it is that conservatives are too afraid to say fuck Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. So their whole thing is that they made up a little phrase that makes it sound like they're saying it because they're fucking pussies. So instead of just saying fuck Joe Biden, they say let's go Brandon.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed message because you're saying, like, I understand if you're saying that Brandon represents conservatism or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so it's like, let's go our beliefs, right? But sure. If you're also, Biden is clearly also embracing the dark Brandon thing, which is fucking really cool. So he is also Brandon, and we're saying, let's go, Brandon.
I think that's kind of what put it's like when you're in school and somebody's like, hey, fag, and then you finally learn if you're like, yeah, I am a fag, and they're like, well, I can't call you a fag anymore if you say that. So
that was your technique?
That is still my technique.
Yeah, well, I've seen your mentions on Twitter, and hey, speaking of,
yeah,
the king's back, ladies and gentlemen. I am back on Twitter only because one night, several days ago, I went to log into our Report This Post Twitter for the first time in 38 months or whatever. And it was like log in, and I went to hit the username, and one of the suggested names was Shrek Piss Slave.
Mm-hmm.
My old ass username from many moons ago, one of my old suspended names. And I was like, let me see what the hell's going on there, if anything. And I logged in and I said, well, you're suspended, which I knew because I was suspended 6 years ago. It's like, but you can appeal the suspension. I was like, huh, all right. And I did that, and there was like a form that said, please say why you're appealing. And I was just like, I learned my lesson.
I would like my account back. Thank you.
It's basically, I was just like, yeah, that was a while ago, and I think I'm ready to come back.
That was the old me.
And 10 minutes later, I got an email. I was like, yep, God, you're back. Damn. I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, I got my account that was suspended 6 years ago back, and I got to see, boy, what a blast from the fucking past. Holy moly.
Yeah, you were sending me some of your older tweets where you were reaching out to some weird Twitter user.
Like, hey, bro, thanks for the shout out, fave star.
Yeah, thanks for the cup. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's just like,
well, some of our listeners were literally in elementary school when fave star was a thing.
Hey, Elon, we know you listened to this. Go ahead. Why don't you bring Favestar back instead of all the other dumb shit you're doing?
Yes, favestar.com. What do we got going on over there? Nothing. Great. Doesn't exist. Yeah. So, yeah, back on Twitter, and it wasn't like I just retweeted all my old posts that were actually popular. Literally, the Tony the Sopranos one.
Ain't nothing like it, that one.
I wrote that in 9 years ago. that's wild to think about that. I was making fave star worthy tweets 9 years ago, and
look at me now.
Well, it's just funny because back then I was like, this is the new internet, and then now it's the old internet, and that's. I would like the idea of caring about that shit is hilarious.
Well, if you tweeted anything like that now, a bunch of Zoomers would tell you to shut up. So you're probably better off.
Yep. Gotten a bit of that lately. I did notice right away using Twitter nowadays, or using X, I guess is what it's called, even though it's still twitter.com, and still. I don't know what that's about. Some sort of identity crisis they're going through. after about like 2 hours of using it, I couldn't look at tweets anymore.
Yeah,
and
you got
it
rate.
Said like,
"You're right.
Hey, you have to pay to look at more tweets." I was like, "What?
Yeah,
what
isn't
the
that?
Fuck? Thought that was a joke."
No. Yep. So the whole thing where everybody's like, "This website is free," has finally come to haunt everyone because, yeah, you look at too much stuff, you get rate limited. You send too many tweets, you get rate limited. You send too many DMs. So it's basically, the site is basically unusable, but it still runs circles around all of the shitty clones. So
sure.
What are you going to do?
But by the way, a Twitter that stops me from using Twitter is my favorite form of Twitter ever.
You know what? Like, that's good. Cause at some point, didn't you put like a lock on your phone that you would only be able to look at it for like a certain amount of time a day or something?
No.
Okay.
It's possible. That sounds like something I've certainly have needed to do, but I don't know if,
I mean, your way of getting away from it was you would take it off your phone. You would just uninstall the app.
I already took it off my phone.
You did now?
Yeah. I was like, all right, what am I doing? Like, I wasn't on. The only reason I went back on because it was funny that I was able to get my account back, but I don't actually want to look at this fucking website.
It's just the glory days by Bruce Springsteen's playing, and you're like, record scratch. You're like, no, fuck this, man.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Got to see some, I was still in some group DMs from back then.
Oh, sure. Get to see who all is canceled now.
Yeah, most of the accounts were suspended, but there were several people who were still going, and some of them were still talking about me without realizing that I would eventually be able to read those comments. I just blocked all of them, but let me just say they are characters that you would expect. Certain previous co-hosts of mine and other things, but whatever.
Still yeah. to this yeah. what a
oh yeah
what weirdos. A little creep.
It's good to be done with those little fuckers, but
yep, now you're just stuck with me. So who has the last laugh now, fellas?
Can't get this stuttering pig out of my life now. Yeah, can we talk about that? What's going on?
All right. So this is something I saw earlier today, actually.
This threw me for a loop as well.
Okay. So I saw on a comment for one of our last episodes, the Ninja Turtles one we did, which great episode, really fun. One of our delightful patrons over on Patreon comment, Christian Stutter is getting to real Biden levels. Please take your meds, man. And it kind of threw me for a loop because I don't think I have a stutter, but I'm also not sure.
Yeah, that's the problem. It could be one of those things where it's not enough to need to talk to the doctor, but enough where a stranger would be like, damn, this guy's got a stutter.
Damn, this guy's a fucking retard. Well, here's the thing is that when I was a kid, I did have a stutter and I went to speech therapy for it. So if it's become, now I'm going to start doing it. If it's coming back, then that's probably not good.
I think he's just referring to it. Sometimes you just forget how to read.
That is another thing too, because there's the whole, having a dyslexia thing too. So, you know.
Sometimes the posts are like long, and because if we're just like taking them from some weirdo's Reddit page, are not formatted well, and it's just hard to read, you know. So it's
sometimes
like shit.
So anyways, I'm not gonna call this person out, but you know who you are, and well, go ahead and message me and send me exactly the timestamp where I'm stuttering on the last episode, because I'd like to hear it. And if you're right, I will I don't know what I'll do. I'm not going to do anything, but I just want to hear it. So thanks.
You're going to say, that's all, folks.
I can't even do that, though. I can't even do when we were doing the Looney Tunes thing. I was trying to work on a Porky Pig. And I can't do it. So fuck it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's all that's been going on for the old pals over here. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and put that stutter to the test here. Let's read some damn posts.
Good. Let me kick it off with a really long one then. This is a Craigslist rental listing that's been getting passed around over on Twitter/.x.com. It's a 555-bedroom, 200 2,350 square foot. Christian male lover and roommate needed. New York, Brooklyn, Bronx, New Jersey. I need a straight male lover to come live with me. For 60 days free. Must have a clean criminal background. Must love cats. Room for your children, possibly pets and or mom. I own a nice, spacious five-bedroom brick and wood house in Angleton, Texas, a suburb of Houston, and I used to teach fitness, so I don't look too bad. My weight does fluctuate some, but I stay toned. I am generally athletic and curvy, love to laugh, easygoing, but responsible. I have been widowed for a few years and have not met anyone here. Also, I've been realizing just how attracted I am to people with any Italian, Israeli, or Jewish blood in them, which is part of my heritage. So preferably, I'm looking for that, but just even the general New York demeanor is fun and attractive to me. My 8-year-old son is the main child I have left to raise now. However, I was also married and divorced previously a long time ago and cannot take my two middle children out of the area. So if you fall in love with me and marry me someday but want to return to New York, you would have to wait 4 years or so. I will do the cleaning, but I tend to get a little disorganized and messy from time to time. I'm sorry. And if you want me to do the cooking, I just need you to buy the food and allow for some days off if needed. How much rent you will be obligated to pay after the free 60-day trial depends on how many people you're bringing and on how demanding you are. So if it's just you and you're easygoing, compliant, not demanding, you will only be obligated to pay $550 a month, which includes free internet, Netflix, and all utilities. The most I would charge you is $1,250 a month if you're bringing several people with you to reside with us, or you're very demanding, also bossy, very particular, etc. I'm looking for someone with brown or black hair, or be willing to dye it for at least 4 years, of any shade of brown, because I've noticed that I do not fall in love quite as deeply with someone who has light blonde or red hair, even if I find them ultra attractive. If you have a receding hairline or are bald on top, just please don't insist on always being totally bald unless we're in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is an inmate instinct, much like what keeps fish in schools. I'm just trying to give us the best chance of falling in love and marrying at some point if it's God's will. If your response seems real and we are vibing well, we can schedule a video call ASAP. You must be at least a little bit in shape. I cannot pay for you to move here nor your food, but if needed, you can apply for emergency food stamps. Must have a high libido daily. Like, let's make love at least a little every morning and quite a bit each night. Plus, let's take a few days or so at first for daytime lovemaking sessions. But not be a pervert. Sorry, but God makes us each as unique as our fingerprints. My parents had me late in life, and I'm built much like my mom, who still needed a high dose of lovemaking, even in her very old age. No anal sex. No threesomes nor orgies. No serious criminal backgrounds. No illegal drugs, nor be dependent on psych meds, which have side effects and can distort your character severely over time. Any drinking must be in moderation and not to the point of being drunk off your butt. Must be willing to tithe at least 10% routinely of any and all of your income to the church or some other Christian organization. No commitment required nor promised prior to you being en route to me.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know at least.
Fellas, what are you waiting for?
Boy. Yeah. One thing that stood out to me was, look, how much rent you will pay depends on how many people you're bringing.
Yeah. It not only does it depend on your attitude, it also depends on how many other people you're going to bring along to live with us.
That's not usually a normal side thing in a rental agreement.
Well, neither is...
For a roommate. It's $550 a month unless you bring like seven guys with you, which we can talk about it. But that's not called bringing other people. That's additional roommates. That's like,
yeah, I'm bringing like my entire mariachi band with me to live with us.
Is that okay? Cool? But bring my wife and kids with me.
And I will be applying for emergency food stamps because I am not getting a job. I can promise you that much.
Yeah, so 4 years necessary for dark hair. Interesting.
And there's a lot. Yeah, 4 years for dark hair, 4 years on if you want to move back to New York, I guess, so that her older kids are in college, I'm assuming. Yeah, just a real you know, and she had a lot of pictures. She had many pictures of the house, a couple pictures of her. Not a bad looking gal, but I'm not driving across the country for her. Let me say that much. Yeah, real interesting. Yeah, this is getting passed around quite a bit over there on X.com.
I just noticed it actually is X.com now.
Oh, did it change?
Yeah. Cool. It directs to Twitter.com, but that's pretty wild. How much does it cost to buy X.com? Because you know how that'd be one of the original scooped up domains from 1994.
By him. Yeah, he's owned
that. Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's owned that for a number of years.
Well, there you go.
Because he is a fag. So.
Oh. Well, he just thinks the letter X is cool. One of the most 1997 things of all time.
Because I ran, what was the original name of PayPal? PayPal had X in it too when it first started. I don't know. The guy's a fucking kook. Whatever.
Now, you used to be a member over on gaypal.com.
You got a post?
A gentleman posted this over on Reddit talking about the actress Emma Myers from the show Wednesday. Popular Netflix show was just mentioned in that post. All the people who are attacking me follow the same thread. They make me feel like a sick person, a psychopath, a stalker, and whatever. I only started this because I thought this app was the right place to write down positive feelings and ideas that come to mind. I was clearly wrong and in a very rude way. I just want to write and show everyone my love, appreciation, and daily motivation that Emma generates in me. I don't want anyone to feel offended. I know I don't know her, and I probably never will, but I have a clear reason to feel this. I love her, and she is one of the three things that make me escape my shitty life outside of Reddit. I only come here to write and rest my mind, disconnect from my reality, and live a little in a world where I am happy. She is very beautiful. She seems to be a kind and sweet girl. I love that, and I really like to express these feelings that I have inside of me. I'm not sick. I'm not a psychopath. I'm just a 17-year-old boy who wants to be happy with one of the few things he has. My dream is to be able to meet her one day and maybe give her a hug. I love her. I would never do those stupid things you talk about. You were the ones who assumed things just by living based on prejudice. I am not hurting anyone. Does anyone feel physically or mentally harmed by reading what I write? Many times I am aware that I say very intense things, but none of my words are meant to hurt someone. I just express how good she does me. I don't know what Emma would think if at some point she sees my posts, but I could only say that my feelings are not dangerous to anyone. It is a crush and a very strong feeling of love of which I feel proud. I love you so much, Emma. I looked him up, and he has posted at least one thread every single day on Reddit for the past 9 months talking about how much he is in love with actress Emma Myers.
Mm-hmm. Now, it used to be back in the day, used to have something called a live journal, and you would go and post that, and basically like four of your friends would see it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now going on Reddit and talking about how much you're in love with she's 21 years old, so at least she's not a child.
That would be troublesome. Although he's a child too, I guess.
But. Yeah. Well, she's going to be robbing the damn cradle. She's going to be the one getting a charge on this one, folks.
When she falls in love with this guy, which she obviously will.
I mean, when the stars align and they run into each other at Comic-Con in 20 years when she's like...
disgusting.
Yeah.
In her 40s.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
She's washed up. Yeah. Yeah. So it used to be you would post that stuff and nobody would read it except your friends, and they'd be like, whatever. They would heart reacted or whatever. Nowadays, you just go, you just don't. Again, I think we've said this 1 billion times on the show. You don't have to post this stuff online. You really don't.
Well, he does. Here's some of the threads he's created. All of these are pictures of her with these descriptions. My heart beats for you, the most perfect woman in the history of humanity.
Jesus Christ.
My beautiful kitty. I love you forever and ever. My heart melts when I see you. Your beauty is incomparable. I love you without beginning or end. I love you, Emma. This one's in Spanish. And then my princess, unmatched beauty. I love you with all that I am. I love you. This girl settled in my heart and will never get out of there. She, One of the things in this life that gives me happiness, my Princess Emma Myers. The owner of my happiness, princess of my dreams. It just goes on and on. Yeah. So, for the fifth billed actress on the Netflix show for tweens or whatever.
Yeah, sometimes you know the heart wants what it wants. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Oh boy, let me think. I enjoyed the Alex Mack.
Okay.
What's she up to?
She always came off as a little dykey to me, but you know, to each their own. Okay. He's saying I like that. He says, yep.
Yeah, that 11-year-old was a flaming fucking dyke. That's right.
Alex Mack. I was a big Jerry Halliwell fan. The old
I'm going place. More for like my age at the time, but I understand. As far as big titted adults, yeah, I had pretty much any of them.
There was an adult of the woman above
on TV that was hot. Yep, that was my gal. I'm going more with what this guy's going through. Yeah. His adolescent nonsense.
What's Alex Mack up to? What's she doing? Can you look her up there?
Yeah, let's see. She's up to 42, which means see ya.
Yeah, she's hit the wall. That's right.
She hit the goddamn wall 10,000 miles per hour.
How's she looking, though? Let's.
Well, looking about is what I would expect.
About a 40. Okay.
Highly photoshopped photos of a 40-year-old look like. What this fucking butch-ass dyke is looking like these days.
Let's see. All right, now let's check. Let's see what Cousin Skeeter is looking like these days. Not the same. Okay, because he's a fucking puppet. Voiced by Bill Bellamy. Remember him?
Oh, boy, do I.
What an odd idea.
Oh, boy, she's still posting about Alex Mack. That's tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you gonna?
Yeah.
What was the deal with her? She got hit by an alien ray and she could turn into water.
Yeah, she turned to slime or some shit like that. Okay. Don't really remember.
With her backwards baseball cap and her flame. Oh man, that's '90s. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess that was my vibe back then.
Well,
Homeboy, they call it.
You know, in let's see, in 2 years, there'll be a TV movie where her daughter gets the power or whatever. So
we all know what's going to happen. It's going to be a Disney movie. Alex Mack will be black. The whole fucking thing. Can all fucking picture right fucking now, can't we?
I don't know why she has to be black, but okay.
All right. That's what I've been asking about a lot of fucking movies lately.
All right. Folks, listen to our Ninja Turtles movie, Ninja Turtles episode, if you want to get a little insight on that. For my next post, I decided to check in over on our friends at isitnormal.com, which is the website people use to ask others if their behavior is normal.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady went there to ask, is it normal to eat your own discharge? Much like picking your nose and eating it, I will space out while watching TV or online with my legs spread, eating my own discharge off my fingers. I don't usually eat myself after sex or dried stuff on my panties. Is this a habit some people do and never talk about, or is this not normal? I'm not concerned about the health aspect since I've been doing this for as long as I can remember with no ill effects. It really is a habit I've had since I was like 4 years old. Of course, back then, I didn't really have discharge so much as just a slight pussy taste. My boyfriend knows I do it, and he thinks it's a disgusting habit. Even my family has caught me casually doing it, though they all think I've stopped. I guess it's truly not as normal as I hoped it would be. Well, good news for this gal, because this was voted as being 80% normal. So,
yeah. So yeah, just sitting on the couch, legs akimbo,
just lapping up
in there,
eating my Okay, now a couple questions come up.
Discharge is one of the worst words.
Yeah, there's that. There's also the fact of like how much of that shit's coming out of you that you're able to just munch on it during an entire episode of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. You're just having going to town eating your pussy cheese.
Yeah. Great questions all around. 80% normal.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments. There were too many comments, actually, to pull in for the episode. But most everyone was like, oh, my God. And I'm going to say most everyone as in females. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I'm not the only one that does this. So everybody at home, you're looking around. Take a look at your girlfriend across the room there reading her V.C. Andrews book. You're thinking, boy, I bet she's probably sneaking off to the bathroom between pages here, and she's just eating her discharge. So
I think most women, well, apparently 8 out of 10 do it. So
sure.
So it's 4 out of 5. Yeah. Fellas, if you're in a room with 5 women, you can expect 4 of them are munching their own box. So that means you don't have to do it. So don't even bother. That's what I get out of this, right?
Yep, that's the takeaway. Eating pussy, P.U.
I found this post over on Tumblr.com. This blog is vehemently pro-self-diagnosis. If you're anti-self-diagnosis, fuck off. And a little heart emoji after that. Hashtag, we're literally self-diagnosed. Hashtag, with multiple disorders. Hashtag self-diagnosis. Well, here's the blog's About Me page. We are a polyfragmented DID system currently residing in the Midwestern United States. You can call us Mischief and refer to us he, it, they pronouns. The list of medical issues that affect us is long and includes the following. Autism level 2.
What? There's levels of this?
ADHD. DID, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, schizotypal personality disorder, hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and many more. That's most of their profile is this stuff. Autism has reached another level, folks.
It's the George Bush meme. It's, Mr. President, there's a new autism.
Sir,
they've hit the second autism.
You're going to want to stay seated for this. There's another autism. The Mujahideen have invented a new form of autism.
Yeah, okay. So I've seen that there's a lot of this stuff going around online where there's obviously, but it seems like it's a brand new, I don't know if it started on TikTok or where it was, but it seems like a lot of people are like coming out and being like, it used to be like, oh, you can't self-diagnose or whatever. Now people are like proudly self-diagnosing.
Yeah, well, it's like anything else where it used to be like, you know, fat acceptance was, look, some people are fat and maybe they're not healthy, but that's fine. Just let them be. Now it's like actually being fat is the healthiest thing you can do. If anyone says it's not healthy to be fat, it's because they're actually like racist. It's like, okay, so we've sort of just circled around from what was once just a sort of positive idea of like, look, you know, not everyone can afford to be diagnosed for whatever, but it's still, let's appreciate that there is some validity in understanding what you could be having. But now it's like, no, self-diagnosis is actually as good, if not better, than a doctor diagnosis.
Now, one of the things they said in it that was a PCOS, is that what they said? The
polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Yeah, yeah. Now, that is like where you, like, women have, like, intense pain and like cannot reproduce. Like, that's a really weird thing to lean into, I find. Like, I guess that's I don't know.
The reason why is because it's people actually feel bad for you when you have it. So if you just say you have it, it's like, oh. So which is why they have all these other things as well.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I got a classic case of my stummy hurt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's most female things in the ultimately, right?
Most female disorders, yeah. That's,
mm-hmm.
Women love to get a good old case of my tummy hurts. And they don't shut up about it. Once a month, they get a real raging case of the belly ouchies.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to fuck. And I'm fucking supposed to care about it. Lord. Well, good luck to this. I'm assuming this is a guy. I'm just going to guess it's a guy just with all this weird shit. Because why wouldn't it be?
He, it, they pronouns. So.
Oh, if it's a he, it, they, then it's probably like a girl. Well.
Almost anyone that uses pronouns is just going to be a girl. That's either being weird or whatever. This is how it works. So yeah, he, it, they. It's like, yeah. The only thing you're missing is she, which is most likely what you actually are. Especially if you're into self-diagnosing. It's a very female trait.
Yes, yeah.
Almost female one. Things you could do.
And they, boy, they'll do it all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get them wrong. Great. Great blog. Wonderful blog post for that person. Oh, boy. Maybe they should go over to Quora and figure out if they have some more stuff wrong with them. Like this next person who said, is it normal for me to like my girlfriend's urine and poop over there on Quora.com? Masara Hartman answered. This is in, the first part's in all caps. Yes. I'm not in a relationship currently, but was in one some time ago. I've decided that any waste product that a woman's body produces is beautiful in some way, shape, or form. This includes breath, sweat, urine, fart, and even poop. I'm someone with a very paleolithic mentality, so for me, learning to appreciate such bodily waste products is necessary as a way to train yourself to not be disgusting by your partner. You just have to be sure that you appreciate them in ways where you and your partner don't get sick and practice sanitary measures. Especially with poop, where eventually it has to be disposed of accordingly.
Yep. Another is it normal thing here. Is it normal for me to like my girlfriend's urine and poop?
Yes. A resounding yes from this Indian guy.
Especially if you're Paleolithic.
I just that's, look at, he's like, what's a caveman kind of word? Okay, this works. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not the paleo diet I know about. This guy poop, on Reddit being like,
poop keto? Hey,
I'm eating paleo. I'm not seeing a lot of results. Like, oh, what are you eating? He's like, well, usually my my old lady's shit and piss. Take a beaker of it and toss it down the old chute. And I've noticed that I'm not seeing a, not feeling great.
Not
something's wrong with this diet.
Not seeing the results I'd like to see with this. Yeah. Now, as people that have been married, are married, have been married, may be married again someday, I can tell you this. Sometimes your spouse or your loved one will make odors and discharges. For lack of a better word, that aren't pleasant.
Right.
And it's best just to kind of ignore it, I have found. You don't want to call attention to it, because for some reason that's a no-no.
Yeah, ladies don't like when you say...
holy shit, did you fucking shit your pants? What is that?
Wow, that was an extra stinky shit that fell out of your asshole today. What's up with that?
You feeling okay? Or you say something like, God damn, did the dog get into something? It's just her farting. You say, oh, sorry, honey.
Did an animal die in your asshole and then it fell out of your asshole and also tore your asshole on the way out and caused you internal hemorrhaging?
And then you ate it and then you threw it back up and then you're just barfing and shitting everywhere.
She's walked away several seconds ago by this point.
Yeah. So, you know what? Love your woman. Love her little quirks. I'm not going to say that you have to love her stinky poops, but, you know, to each their own. I am going to say that just based on this guy's first name, he probably is a fucking freak and loves every single thing about a woman to the extent that he will be in prison at some point. So,
great. This one more post, folks. This one's from the Am I the Asshole subreddit. I got invited to my fiance's family Christmas celebratory dinner. It's my first Christmas with them. They've always been picky about what I eat. Can't help it. It has to do with psychological factors, childhood, and personal likes and dislikes. Before accepting their invite, I let my future mother-in-law know that I wouldn't be eating the traditional food of their celebration, and I showed her a variety of dishes to choose from to accommodate me. She refused and told me to bring my own dish. I said if I had to bring my own dish when I'm a guest, then I just better stay at home then. We went back and forth, and I insisted I wouldn't come if accommodations weren't being made. I just thought it was a simple request, and my future mother-in-law would have agreed if she really wanted me there. My fiancé agreed that I should bring my own dish, but I didn't. When we arrived there and I saw that no accommodations were made, I got up, got my things, and walked out and went home. My future mother-in-law and fiancé were shocked. I got tons of calls and texts from them both, and my fiancé came home lashing out and calling me selfish and spoiled to walk out like that over a dish that his mom didn't have to make for me, and that it was my responsibility to feed myself. But how is it my responsibility to feed myself when I'm a guest? Makes no sense to me. I told him this, and he accused me of starting shit and ruining my first Christmas with his family and disrespecting his mom. Hmm. Now he's continually saying I fucked up and should have sucked it up for family's sake. Am I the asshole? This thread got over 16,000 comments.
God damn.
Almost all of them calling them an ass.
Okay. All right. Phew. Got a little worried there for a minute, but pulled it out. So, yeah. We've had a couple posts like this in the past. I think maybe on one of our, maybe our vegan episode and maybe another one. I remember somebody who very specifically like made their own food to bring to Thanksgiving, and like the mom put like bacon in it or something, which is funny, honestly. But yeah, if you're an adult and like you have some sort of like dietary restriction, I feel like if you're over the age of 22, that's your responsibility to take care of. Like, I don't think anybody should have to be responsible for that for you. So,
yeah. If you have childhood trauma or whatever from food, you have to understand that. Well, when I go somewhere and they're going to not have the food that I want, I guess I'll have to bring the food. And if they don't, I'll just eat beforehand or after and not just leave in the middle of things.
Yeah. Now, what do you think? Do you think this is like a chicky nuggy, macaroni and cheese kind of gal sort of thing?
Yeah, it's probably, and they just use them being just awful kids as their excuse for why they have psychological trauma or whatever the fuck that means. Yeah.
We're really batting a thousand on caring about how people feel this episode. I feel like we're
on par with what we usually do, I think. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Take care.